Since the ignorance that is a misconception of true existence is a mind that is wrong with respect to its object, it cannot develop limitlessly. This is because it does not have a valid support. This mind is wrong, or perverse, in the sense that the way it conceives the object is contrary to the actual way the object exists. The mind perceiving selflessness is an antidote or opponent to this, and is not mistaken with respect to its object. That is to say, it is correct with respect to its object, which means that the way it perceives its object conforms to the way the object actually exists. Because it is not a wrong perception, it has a valid basis of support. The mind that perceives reality is referred to as transcendental awareness, and is a positive quality of the mind. It has the support of being a valid cognition. It is in the nature of the mind that when you habituate it with a positive quality, it can be developed limitlessly. Unlike the mind, the positive qualities of the body do not have this quality of being able to expand to a limitless extent. This is due simply to the fact that the body is composed of gross elements, and attributes of such gross form do not have the potential to expand limitlessly. When we say that the ignorant mind is perverse or wrong, we are talking about the way it misconceives reality. Now the pertinent questions are, what is reality? How is this mind mistaken about reality? And in what way does the mind wrongly apprehend reality? Reality, or emptiness of true existence, is something that can be established logically. There are sound or perfect reasons to prove the emptiness of inherent existence, and we can gain conviction in these reasons. On the other hand, there is no logical way to prove true existence. True existence is what appears to an ordinary, untrained consciousness, but when it comes under logical scrutiny, true existence cannot be found.